I know people are suggesting it hasn't been the highest quality, but actually it's been entertaining. That's what it's about, really, isn't it? Been, had these huge swings of fortune. There have been really dramatic passages of play. And at the end of it, England have beaten Australia. What's not to like?
That's pretty true. It's been a strange old series, though, with the sides that won the test really dominating them.
Yeah, what was very strange yesterday was England celebrated. You know, we had champagne and fireworks and all sorts of stuff, and they just lost by an innings. It did all seem a little bit hollow. Yeah, as you say, it's been a really bizarre series, but I think even more entertaining for that. I think it's important to remember where England were a few months ago. They were hopeless. That you do remember the World Cup. I mean, I know England were only in it for about 20 minutes. But if you think back to the mess they were in when they got back from the Caribbean, you know, they sacked the managing director, they sacked the coach, and there were all sorts of doubts about Alistair Cook and people. I think they've really come a long way. Not many people gave them a chance of winning the Ashes. So I think they deserve a lot of credit for that. No one anywhere thinks they're the finished Arsenal. No one anywhere thinks they're favourites in the UAE or in South Africa. But, you know, credit where it's due. They've won the Ashes and they've got a young, exciting team that's going in the right direction.
Is this more about a young, exciting England or an elderly Australian attack all coming to the end?
Look, there is an element of that. I just think in England in particular, we have a tendency to explain away our sporting successes. So when England lose, they're hopeless. And when England win, their opposition are absolutely rubbish. Now, there is a bit of truth in the fact that Australia haven't had a great summer. But only 18 months ago, with pretty much the same side, they were number one in the world. Only 18 months ago, they thrashed England 5-0. So let's not explain away this success completely. Say again, England deserve a lot of credit for it. And the really exciting thing is they're at the start of their life cycle as a team. So there's no reason why they won't get better in the next 5 years.
Yorkshire's Adam Lyth missed out on the runs again in the fifth test. He's not really contributed with the bat in this Ashes series. Is that the end of the road for him at the top of England's order, do you think?
Well, it has to be, doesn't it? And we sometimes forget these guys are people. I don't mean that simplistically. I just mean that his whole life, he has probably had an ambition to play for England. And he's turned out to have had an absolute shocker. And that's really, really sad. Look, I was doing their marks out of 10, which I suppose is published later today, last night, celebrating in classic style over my laptop alone. And what do you give him out of 10? I gave him 1. I mean, any less is mean, but, you know, he didn't reach 40 in the series. He played 5 tests. You pretty much get 1 for turning up to the right ground in a white shirt. But what more can you give him, really? He has had a shocker, and they have to move on. And there's no pleasure in saying that. I think he's a really good player who hasn't done himself justice. But he can't be picked in the next series. They've got to move on.
Now, it's been a real shame to see him struggle so much. Yeah. Who could come in for him? Is it Hales? Is it maybe Moeen Ali batting at the top of the order?
Well, but personally, I'll go for Nick Compton, but they're not going to because they don't like him. So I think it will be Alex Hales, And I think Alex Hales is a pretty good player. I think he's not the finished article. He's got some real issues against the short ball, and South Africa will pull a lot of short balls at him. But actually, opening the batting in the UAE is arguably the best place to bat, although Pakistan have a super attack. They've got a super spin attack and a really good seam attack. So, you know, but it's Test cricket. You expect it to be difficult. That's the whole point. It's meant to be. And I don't really buy into the fact that Adam Lyth would have had it easier in the West Indies. You know, people forget what a good bowler Jerome Taylor is. Test cricket's really, really hard. And he won't be the first to fail. And look, he may come back. He's 27, I think. 28 next month. He is a really talented player. Hasn't done himself justice. People can sometimes get second goes at life. And hopefully he does.
Well, one batsman that's certainly coming out with a lot of plaudits after the series is Yorkshire's own Joe Root. The next England captain.
Yeah, you'd think so, wouldn't you? I don't think there's any hurry there. I mean, look, Alistair Cook's had a really good summer, I think, as a captain. He's improving all the time. And Joe Root's 24. Why would we want to burden him with all that nonsense at the moment? He's doing really well. I'm not surprised he's got a bad back because he really is carrying the England batting lineup at the moment. And there's no reason why he can't continue to get better. I think he's rated number one in the world at the moment. He's doing absolutely brilliantly, but I'm not sure captaincy would be what he needs right now. There'll be time for that. That'll come.
Well, Joe Root will be involved in the one-day series with Australia, which we've got to look forward to. Normally, the 50-over stuff, not too interested in England, but after that New Zealand series, this could be a pretty exciting one.
It could. Do you know what? I'm not sure he will be involved. I think they're announcing it tomorrow, and they're meeting today, and there's going to be a temptation to rest him. And I think that makes sense. I hope they do, because you look at how much he plays. I think he's going to be one of the guys involved in all three formats, so he's away something like 310 days a year. It's a lot, and you want him to remain, you know, mentally fresh and enthusiastic. I'm sure he'll want to play, and apparently Owen Morgan, the captain, wants him to be in the squad, so he may yet be included. But I think there'll be a temptation to rest people. You're right, that ODI series earlier in the summer was as good as it gets from an England perspective, and sort of reflective of the improvements we're seeing in the England side. They're becoming really attractive, really exciting to watch, and long may it continue.
Now, for Australia, of course, it's just a bit of rebuilding now, new captain. I've heard a lot of commentators over this last week saying there's not really the strength and depth in the Australian game, and there's not any major players coming through the ranks to go straight into the test team.
Yeah, history tells us that's not true. It does seem like that right now, but if I, just on the top of my head, say Glenn Maxwell, he is going to be a super player. I mean, he's got a bit of KP about him. Stephen Smith's only 24. Mitchell Marsh is about that sort of age. These are young, super talented guys with several years in front of them. History tells us that the troughs in Australian cricketing, sporting fortunes, tend to be quite shallow and quite short. It's a tremendously athletic outdoor nation, and they will find other athletes who ruin our fun in years to come, I'm afraid. But that's what I mean. Enjoy it while it lasts. You know, let's not explain away an Ashes success. You guys remember what it was like from 1989 onwards. England were hopeless for years.
Yeah.
So really, savour the moment. Enjoy it. Let's not overanalyse. England won the Ashes. That's an ending in itself.